This is episode 31, recorded on November 18th, 2011. Peck and Pokes at Hacking Bad, Porn Good. Enjoy.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peck and Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. This is Packard Sonic, your immutable and unmutable host. And joining us tonight, Dan and Eric is back again.
Yes.
Dan is on is off tonight, or wherever he is. We just hope he's well, because we have not heard from him yet today. And same thing for Zach. And Eric, just like I said, he just joined us. I'm sorry, I'm a little off. Should we just start again? And joining us tonight is Vonnie.
What up, peeps? I won't have a good slogan until Packard gives me one.
All right. I'll have to start working on one then. I'm still trying to work on myself. So.
You're relying on Packard to give you a good slogan?
Well, he doesn't like mine. So it's up to him to give me a better one.
All right, I'll work on that. We'll collaborate or something here. But anyway, I did want to mention something really quick, and I don't know if everybody else heard about this, but that there was an early incident this week where a guy went and he shot at the White House, and they caught him. And the guy had this we don't usually talk about this kind of stuff right off the bat, but I figured, you know, it was really interesting. This guy, they caught him in Pennsylvania, and he had, he was talking about how he hated the president, he wanted to kill the president. And he thinks he was the reincarnation of Jesus. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. What would Jesus carry for a gun? You know. So,
you know, they had a story out, and I don't know. I haven't done much research into it. They had a story out, and they were saying that he was hanging out with the OWS crowd too.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
So now we have proof that Jesus supports OWS.
Well, I think Jesus. Now
they're on they're on a holy crusade.
He was on
the character Jesus in the book. He probably would have.
Yeah. You know, actually, and the thing was, he thought the world was going to end on 11/11/11. It's like, really? Some people are really strange. But anyway, let's get into our our texters for this evening. You've heard of the company Diaspora. They're basically a Facebook, an alternative Facebook that was started some time ago. And one of the co-founders, he was 22 years old. He committed suicide. He died earlier this week, and there was some speculation what had happened, but it turned out he had committed suicide. I was quite shocked that he had done this. I mean, when he started up Diaspora, one of the people who actually gave him money through a Kickstarter program was actually the founder of Facebook, Zuckerberg. And he gave him, they asked for $10,000, and they passed that in 12 days. I mean, like, I couldn't believe that they were able to get that kind of cash that fast. And he actually had from 6,500 donors in 39 days. So they raised a total of $200,000 for Diaspora, which I still haven't been able to get into. But from what I understand, it's very much like Google+. Or Google Plus is actually based off of that, actually. I should reverse that.
You mean one of the three boys?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. The it's L-L-Y-A, Zimokowski. I'm sorry, I'm probably tearing up this poor boy's name. But, yeah, he was one of the – no, it's actually four core founders of the social network. Social
my
network.
Apologies. Yeah, I thought it was three, but yeah, four.
Yeah.
I remember because I did actually pledge some money myself. I did not realize that Mark Zuckerberg had donated money.
Yep.
But I remember, like, they had more money than they had actual people to do it. At first, it was just people went gangbusters because it was at the same time that people were committing Facebook suicide, and they were really looking for something different.
Yeah.
Other than Facebook. So, I didn't know that Mark Zuckerberg actually put money toward it, but that's really sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. I mean, everybody's been looking for an alternative to Facebook because the privacy controls are just way out of crazy. Because anytime they get an inkling or an inspiration, they change all the Facebook rules, and then you're sitting here. I just had the people over here could not see what I had, but now they can. It's been a big pain. Eric, your thoughts?
Anytime someone makes a decision to take their own life, it's tragic, in my opinion. It's very sad, and I hope that there can be a competitor to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these guys were trying very hard. I know that they've been having financial problems, and I think that the stress of that is a part of the reason why this young individual made this decision.
You think that's I didn't remember hearing anything about them having money problems. I mean, they raised over $200,000. They only needed 10.
Right, but I think in the long run, let's see, diaspora.
Yeah, I hadn't heard either that they were having money troubles.
I might be wrong. I could be wrong.
No, it says here that they pleaded for some more donations, but on October 19th, the co-founder said that PayPal mysteriously and arbitrarily decided to freeze all everybody's donations.
So, all right, so I knew I had read somewhere that there was an issue with it.
Yeah, this PayPal later said that it released the funds. So, but that's not a reason. I don't think that's a reason to to kill yourself over. I mean,
think about the stress of it all, though.
Oh yeah.
And we don't know what was going on in his personal life. We don't know some of the issues he was dealing with.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, when someone commits suicide, I don't think it's for anyone to question. We don't know. Obviously, he was in some kind of distress that heat was too much for him.
Yeah.
Whether it was too much for you or I is one thing, but it was too much for him, and it was his life.
Yeah. That's usually, and a lot of times when someone commits suicide, it's a cry for help. Sometimes it's just a little too late.
And let me tell you, right now is a perfect time to try and take down Facebook, not only for the privacy issues, but because it freaking sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Every time I go on there, my eyes bleed.
Well, G+ is giving it a go.
I do like Google+. I like the streamline. It's just, unfortunately, there's not enough people on there.
I think it's too much like Facebook, so it's like, really the same kind of thing and the same people, and why am I here? Might as well just be on Facebook.
You know, I don't know if it's too much like Facebook. I think it's like Facebook without the annoyance, in my opinion.
Yeah true.
I do think that there
although they did have that issue where they were trying to censor people who didn't have the proper name. Vonnie's
they censored me. I eventually got my name approved actually just a couple days ago. I was suspended for months and months.
I was just approved,
and I'm going in there, and it's like a ghost town. There's barely anyone really active in there.
Wow. I've been very fortunate that I myself didn't get knocked off. I tried to get into Facebook with Packard Sonic. They wouldn't let me. I even emailed them and said, well, they go, no, you can't use that name. It's like, so I put a hyphen in it, and it works. If I make it look like it's foreign, then it's obviously that's okay. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway. The only thing that makes me nervous about Google, and it's the same thing that makes me nervous about Facebook, is, you know, they might have started off as being decent, but at the same time, at the end of the day, they're there for advertising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And anything that you put through Google or Facebook is being monitored and checked, and mm-hmm. you know, they're basically building a profile on you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all marketing, basically.
Yeah.
And coming in now, just as a... is coming in fashionably late, as Zach sometimes does. Zach, since you just finally were just joining us here, what do you think about the story here of the story of this gentleman, 22 years old, killing himself that was part of Diaspora?
Well, when I first read about that a couple of days ago on in the newspaper, because sometimes I read the morning newspaper, I was having to resist the urge to think that this is some sort of a conspiracy, that there's some reason why this would happen.
I kind of thought that myself.
Facebook's really big, and Diaspora wants to be big, and some people want Diaspora to be big, but there's I would imagine that he doesn't have an awful lot of. You know, well, he's got a lot of friends, but he's also got his share of enemies, I would imagine.
Yeah.
But this is just, it's just freaking social websites.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 something is, what did he die of?
He committed suicide.
Are we sure of this?
From what I understand, yeah, it's the medical examiner is said that he had committed suicide.
I'm resisting my the conspiracy theorist in me is just thinking foul play.
Yeah, I know. It seems to me
we don't have anything to go on to make that assumption. So right. I can't take that leap. I have to cling. I can't leap there.
I was thinking about that. I actually kind of thought after I had heard about the story at first, before I had committed suicide, I thought he's 20. The first story came out, I thought he was 21. So, but I found out later he was 22, and I actually had a similar thought. I was like, he's trying to make a Facebook competitor, and he suddenly dies.
Yeah, but it just it sounds weird. Yeah, at such a young age that he just conveniently dies.
But since he had committed suicide, you know. But,
well, yeah. is there a history of that? We don't have enough information.
Yeah, we don't have information at this time on that. But
maybe if he had befriended me on Facebook, things would have been completely different.
Yeah, we don't know.
I don't even get into diaspora, so I don't even know.
Into diaspora, sorry. Yeah, no, it's all right. I had a hard time figuring out which it was Cydia or Cydia, so but it's Cydia. So that's hacker stuff for the iPhone. Anyway, our next story here. Speaking, we were just talking about how Facebook is going downhill and everything, and just earlier this week, Facebook had a hack that that exploited some of the web browsers that was responsible for a flood of porn, violent images, and other graphic content spread across the entire site over the last few days. A spokesperson, Frederick Wollens, first Facebook security team, had been working to identify the cause of the spam, and they had eliminated most of it by that afternoon. Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is why I don't like Facebook. That would be a total shocker to wake up and see, you know, porn. But at the same time, how can you tell the difference between porn and advertisement on Facebook? I mean, how many ads do you get from saying – Do you want to meet and hook up with married women or single women or this person who lives in Lafayette, even though this picture is totally from some super hot girl that we photoshopped from Russia trying to make a dollar to help raise her illegitimate child? You know? So I really don't know how they could tell the difference, but hey.
Yeah. They had photoshopped images of celebrities and Justin Bieber and Bieber.
Your daughter will know.
Apparently, Justin Bieber in sexual position, extreme violence. And it was at least one image of an abused dog. So, yeah. I'm not as hip as they are, apparently. Oh, my God. So, anyway. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I'm not sure I have thoughts on this.
Hey, that's my thing.
Yeah, don't steal Eric's thunder.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, give yourself a few minutes. We'll come back to you. Zach, your thoughts?
There's no such thing as an unhackable program. Everything is hackable. And there are people who do this. I think we talked about this before, white hats and black hats. Some people think that, that hacking is a good thing in that it it challenges the corporations to get better, to improve their security.
I think so.
That evil, like ill-intentioned people won't be able to break through. But it's a fantasy. It's not true because no matter how resilient you make your castle walls, the opponent is just going to keep trying to find ways of knocking you down.
Yeah.
It is an endless cycle. So I used to love white hats. I used to have faith in them, and I don't have faith in anything anymore because I don't believe in anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see all this is just fighting a losing battle, really.
Yeah. Okay. Vonnie, did you have any last thoughts on this finally?
Hacking is bad.
Wait, what a stance on it, Vonnie.
There it is.
There you go. I'm not all that against porn, but hacking for sure.
Hacking is bad. Porn is good.
Porn is good.
Is okay.
It's very good. Well, some porn is good. Some porn is just really stupid.
Well, yeah.
Dorky. I don't like dorky porn.
Most porn is stupid. I think they really only make porn for for men. They don't make really good quality.
Well, they actually
porn
they
for women.
Actually, they do. Actually, from what I understand, they this.
Well, send me the link.
And she will be the judge.
I'd be interested to see something that was actually quality.
Well, what would be good porn for women?
Well, I need to be wowed and wooed. I mean, you know, none of this just walk into the
woman.
Room and bend over and bam, bam, and it's like that doesn't work.
That's
for
the
me.
You're thinking
wooed, tantalized.
For me,
so
that's
20
like
pages of the guy in a suit, ask you know, taking you to a fancy dinner and stuff. That would be 20 pages
well,
of pictures
know, like,
of the guy.
You know, some of the best porn are movies like
smiling at you, listening to your conversation, you know,
it's
intently.
Stuff just leading up to it, you know, like, you know,
whatever.
See, that's
let's
what
talk
I'm saying.
More
porn is not
that's
made for women. You all are looking at me like,
I'm not sure. Oh? If porn, we might be able to make porn for women if we move it into the virtual realm. If we do a 3D thing and we develop an you know, non-player character, good-looking men that actually pretend to listen to what you're saying. And buy you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's stuff like dancing first and kind of fondling each other and just like
We could make a massively multiplayer online role-playing game for only women and gay men that catered to that. And you would gain levels. You would get
you
better
see,
and better.
I actually think they have stuff like this already. But they have. Things.
Send us a link.
Yeah, no, these games are they're really old. I don't think they run anything anymore. But we should.
Well,
really,
if you talk about Leisure Suit Larry, that was not.
No, that was not Leisure Suit Larry. It was never mind. I don't remember what the name of the game was anymore. It was
and
that
I'm,
was over
I'm
10 years ago.
I just disturbed myself that I remember Leisure Suit Larry.
That's way to date yourself there, Zach.
Yeah.
All right, let's get moving.
Aren't you glad you asked me again if I had any thoughts? Yeah.
But hacking is bad.
Hacking is bad.
Sometimes.
Politics. Conservatives in Wisconsin, we're going to go to Wisconsin here right now. Conservatives have plotted to burn, shred, and sabotage the Scott Walker recall effort. Apparently, those people out there, they're saying they're going to go around, and they put this on their Facebook profile, that they're going to go around, get people to sign for signatures to recall Scott Walker, and say, hey, if somebody else comes around, don't sign any more petitions. You only want to sign our petition because those guys are out, they're faking it. So they're going to tell a story that they're the ones that are actually making are going to burn it, when they're the ones that are going to do it. And it's really a cheap shot that these Republicans are so afraid that Scott Walker is going to be recalled. And currently in Wisconsin, 58%, I believe at the last number I heard, was at least 58% of people that in Wisconsin that voted for him said if they had the chance to vote for him today, they would not vote for him. They'd vote for somebody else. So these people who are basically downright dirty pool players here, they are trying to stop the fairness of this and playing doing these dirty tricks. Fonny, your thoughts?
Dirty pool is bad, very bad.
Fire is bad.
Fire bad.
Fire bad.
She's taking that whole entire keeping the show short.
I know, right? He said he was tired.
It says here, okay. I'll just add in here, it says in one post, he said, I'll be able to destroy between 15,000 and 20,000 signatures if all goes well. So that's.
It's just, what this seems to me is because dirty pool in politics is not new.
Yeah.
I think they're just getting really cocky about it. They're starting to get really obvious about it because I think they're starting to catch on that they can pretty much do whatever they want.
Yeah, they're trying to get away with stuff that they know they shouldn't be able to. Zach, your thoughts?
But the thing is, they do get away with it, so.
Yeah, unfortunately. Zach, your thoughts?
I don't vote anymore. I find politics amusing in the same way that I found circuses amusing when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's entertainment value to me, but yeah. It doesn't mean anything. And these people think that they control other people's lives, and they do.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I can do about it, and my vote did not get heard when I was voting. It's certainly not getting heard now that I've stopped voting. I just don't have to go to the voting booth anymore like all the rest of you.
Yeah,
because I no longer care. It's amusing to me that people still think they can find fair politicians and fairness in politics. The entire set it's rigged. It's a broken system that is designed by con men to be able to perpetuate their con games. And don't hate the player, hate the game. No, just hate the players who play the game and hate the game. Yeah, it's stupid. The whole thing's broken.
Yeah, it's.
But I don't necessarily want to get it fixed because I like getting a whopper every once in a while.
A whopper.
I don't want what the Occupy Wall Street people are wanting to do. Essentially, they're essentially wanting either drastic reform, where everything's peaches and cream all of a sudden, or they want to completely smash the system eventually.
Yeah.
It's our way or the highway, and I don't like that either. I mean, I'm not any more interested in the Occupy Wall Street people getting power than I am the people already having power, keeping power. But there's not an alternative. There isn't somebody out there that's. We can't even count on priests anymore to be wholesome and good because they're not. They're human.
Yeah.
So isn't someone out there that's like, oh, I'll be fair and impartial and justice and all that. And apple
no,
pie.
You're right. It's the people. People are – voters are buying into people. And and there's
it's
a three-ring circus going on. And what we're not realizing, what you've just very well pointed out, is that the system is broken. So it doesn't matter who you put in there. The system will remain broken.
Yeah. Yes. You know, the thing is about this guy, which he probably doesn't know, is that in the state of Wisconsin – that it's, according to Reed Magny, a spokesman for the Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board, says that destroying or defacing any official recall petition would violate state law, and such a violation would be a Class I felony. We use letters here. We got instead of numbers.
But what does
letters.
A petition even mean anymore? What does it stand for? Okay. You're able to get 100,000 people to sign their name.
Yeah, but these are supposed to be turned in. That's the thing is, and you're supposed to, if you go with an official petition for a recall effort and you destroy it or deface it in any way, it carries a maximum of a $10,000 fine and up to 3.5 years in jail. So
if you deface somebody else's petition.
Yes. If you deface it, like, you know, if you screw up, you scratch, like, say you meet another person who says he wants to keep Walker on and they're trying to start their own petition and you guys get in a fight and you throw somebody's thing in the mud so the names can't be read. Then he could possibly go to jail over that. There was a guy here in Wisconsin. He popped just simply popped a balloon and for some protester and of a heart shaped balloon, and he didn't get fired, but it actually went to court over this, and he was found guilty on it. That was just a balloon, and this is a state worker that did this. And he claims he only did this because he didn't want to clean up the balloon. He hated pulling them off the ceiling of the Capitol building. So he popped one, and you know, most places would just get written up. But this actually went to court on it. So, So it was there's a lot of crazy stuff here. Eric, your thoughts?
It's hard for me to comment on something going on in a state that I don't live in.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the full story. I mean, I know what's presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if a lot of things that you say are going on is true, then, you know, I don't agree with it. I think that some, not all, of the conservative beliefs are good. And I think that if you're really making a difference for your country, you shouldn't, or for your state and for your people, you shouldn't have to resort to all these political games that you're playing.
Yeah.
Now, that's based on the information that I do know.
Right,
and that's basically what I hear on the show. Because I mean, I don't pay attention to Scott Walker at all. I'm more worried about Bobby Jindal over here, and I know that that is kind of a twofold path.
Yeah,
you know, because there are places where you can go and you can read about Bobby Jindal, and Bobby Jindal does do a lot of silly things that he most probably shouldn't do. And at the same time, I do know that he isn't quite as conservative as the Republicans want to make him out to be. He is not the second coming of Ronald Reagan, to say the least. So yeah. it's a dependent kind of thing, you know. And I said this from the beginning. I know you don't care for Scott Walker, and I said if his the people voted him in, he should have his chance to implement his policies, and let's see if things get better. But if they don't, then they have every right to recall him, and if he recalls him, he should step down.
Yeah, and but the thing is, he is trying to do what he's trying to do. He's having Republicans redistrict areas so he can have a better chance of not being able to be voted out or recalled at all.
But again, let's go back to this earlier say. And here's the thing, Packard.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we have discussions like this and we talk about tricks that politicians do,
mm-hmm.
really interesting, both sides of the party. So it's like if the Democrats were in office and had the ability to redistrict areas, you're telling me that they wouldn't try and redistrict an area to benefit them?
I've never seen any evidence of that. I mean, it's possible it's probably happened in the past. I really don't know. But
and you see, that's the
but
that's
the thing the, is that
the thing that I, a political party isn't going to try and do what's in to the best interest of their party, regardless of if it's right or. I mean, we're not talking ethically.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, at least in the state of Wisconsin, what they do is they districted out based on census data, and
right.
It's the way it's supposed to be done. And
right.
they had down in Arizona, they had three people on a board that one Republican, one Democrat, and one neutral person to try to district out so it's more balanced. And even though it was more in favor of the Republicans, the governor down there, she said she fired or she had the neutral person fired and made up a bunch of false claims because the Republicans didn't get enough votes in her mind. So
right. Well, I'm not saying ethically should this be done. No, that's the right response. But I'm saying to think that only one side is culpable at this and won't use whatever influence and power they have to be able to maximize their party or political power is you know. So I think whenever it comes to political hackery and trying to do these things,
mm-hmm.
I think both sides are to blame. And really and truly, it shouldn't happen because you are elected there to represent the people.
Right.
And if you're doing a good job, it shouldn't matter how things are set up.
Yeah.
That's
at least in a theoretically perfect world, as it were.
Right.
But
unfortunately, we don't live in a perfect world, and we have jerks and regardless of, you know, it's like I always say, you have one party who is in favor of the rich, the other party who's in favor of the poor. I'm in the middle. I get screwed.
Yeah.
Which one's in favor of the poor?
I would hope. I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's
the Democrats used to have that moniker. They used to claim that, and that
right.
Sometimes they still do. I don't see it. I don't see how I don't see how any politician is really for someone who doesn't have money. Because
right.
we're not.
I think that they're trying to help the people who are less fortunate. I mean, they're trying to give them more benefits so they could at least have the same voice as the people who have the multi-millions of dollars.
Can you come up with an example?
Not off the top of my head, unfortunately.
I can't either.
So, but anyway, we should get moving on here. Mitt Romney says that if President Barack Obama wins a second term, Iran will obtain nuclear weapons. Trying, you know, the first, the GOP, you know, they're trying, oh, he's not a real American. He's a Muslim. He's an atheist. He's a foreigner. He's you know, we're going to have the cops arrest him the minute he gets out of office and throw him in jail because he's really not the president. And so, like, so they're now they none of those tactics.
It sounds
were,
like the Democrats during the Bush years to me.
I don't remember Bush ever being accused of being not an American, but
well, not American, but definitely of war crimes, and they wanted him arrested.
I think he should still.
Real,
I think
he's not the real president.
You know, when the election votes were actually counted out, Gore actually got more votes than Bush did. So.
He got the popular vote, but he didn't get the
He actually had the popular vote. The ones that when they were doing the ballot recounts, he actually paid out of his pocket to have all of them finally tallied out, and Gore actually won the election.
But no, he didn't.
No, he actually did.
That's not how it works. He won the popular vote. But we have an election.
No, well, the votes would have
gone. You won Florida,
right? They're
and
saying
you would have won Florida because
no.
Florida was the one that was contested.
even if he had gotten the popular vote world or countrywide, mm-hmm. if the electorate, there are individuals who represent the Electoral College, and we don't know who they are. That's the reason why we have an Electoral College. They can choose to override the popular vote and send the electoral votes wherever they wish.
If that's true, then you know that's
It's one of the many reasons why I no longer vote.
Yeah.
Because we have an electoral college. It's not a popular vote.
But there's a reason
you can win the popular vote and still not be the president. Gore's not the first time that's happened. It's actually happened in other times in the history.
Yeah, but there's a reason why we have an electoral college and all that.
Why?
And a lot of it's to give the smaller states a more of an opinion. Because if you didn't have something like that, or more of a say, because if you didn't have a situation like that, then California and New York would be able to basically pick who gets elected, at which point, you know, we see how where New York and California are, and I mean, I wouldn't trust who they vote for.
Or Texas, or Alaska, you know.
Well, you know, we do have Zach that lives in Texas.
Yes, we do. To say that it's all bull crap?
Yeah.
Bull dirt? We have local districting lines that we've been having problems with the local politics. The Republicans have been jerry-rigging that to benefit themselves for years.
Yeah.
It's offensive. And the Electoral College votes, the actual votes of this state, have not gone to a Democrat since Carter.
Right.
Regardless of the popular vote, the Republicans have this country sewed up. It's pathetic.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we should get back on the topic here. Romney
is a jerk.
Yeah, Romney is a jerk. Yeah, it's a jerk move because he couldn't get the Republicans couldn't get Obama enough to turn away enough people to turn away from them. Now they're going back to their old tactics. It's a scare tactic, basically. They're saying that if he's elected president, Iran's going to get nuclear missiles. Who knows? Maybe they'll give us bad body odor, too, if we just step outside. Who knows what they're going to say next? Eventually, every country in the world is going to have access to nuclear materials. It's just a matter of time. Whether Barack Obama gets a second president or we get a Republican president, and if they get a nuclear weapons with a Republican in office, they're going to say, oh, well, it was going to happen anyway. So it wouldn't matter. It really would not matter at all. Eric, did you have any thoughts on that then?
Well, I don't think we have to worry about Iran getting nukes as much as they are building the nukes. And it seems to be happening in his first term, not necessarily his second term.
Right.
I understand what you're saying, Packard. They are going to get it. But the thing is that the United States, minus Japan, hasn't used nuclear weapons since the 1940s.
Right.
The problem is that you have crazy people inside of Iran who, if they get this technology, they, you know, who knows what they can do with it, what they will do with it. And that's why everybody's scared, and that's why everybody's worried, and that's why we need someone who will take a firm action, you know. And they are building a nuclear power plant that they're, quote-unquote, using to help power cities and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But at the end of the day, is that really what it's going to be used for? Are you going to trust those people in Iran that that's what that will be used for?
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but I think that the uranium that they use can't be changed into weapon-grade uranium.
We think that, but, I mean – look at what happened in Japan. It didn't need to be changed into nuclear grade, and it still screwed up a chunk of it.
Well, but that's not fissionable material. There's no way to get to it. It's melted down to the core because it just overheated. That's completely different. That's not nuclear fission material. I mean, weapons grade material and something that happened there. Those are two different elements almost completely.
Well, do we know? And here's the thing. I think what we should do is we need to look to see if Barack Obama is taking this seriously. And if he's starting to take it seriously, then that means there's something there.
Well, anytime anyone, I don't care who it is, has access to nuclear materials, they should be taken seriously. It's dangerous materials. I mean, it could potentially not kill us or whoever they decide to aim it at, if they even, you know, they don't even have an Air Force. I mean, what are they going to do, send it Federal Express? Fani, your thoughts?
Fear-mongering is bad.
I'm noticing a trend here.
So am I.
Of simplicity. We need the female perspective on issues on this show, and Bonnie's providing it with you know, she's being rather terse and taciturn, which I'm not. in my, with my experience of all of my ex-girlfriends, I don't recall them being that terse. They're more vociferous.
I'm just summing up what y'all have been talking about.
Leave it to Bonnie.
Peace, good.
Peace, good.
And I think crazy will do what crazy does, no matter who's in charge of the United States of America.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, it doesn't matter, really, I guess. So, Zach, did you have any last thoughts on that?
Well, Mitt Romney is saying the truth, of course, but he's twisting it, you know, he's spinning it, essentially.
Yeah.
It's not that if you get the Republicans in office, it won't happen. It's inevitable. Iran right. is going to get nukes. I'm surprised they don't have them already.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not going to matter who's in charge of America. Like, it's right. really the rest of the world. All they really care about is America, really. Like, get over yourself.
What yeah. we They're need crazy. To do is... We need to find somebody, not necessarily a president, I don't know, an ambassador, someone with some brains, someone who knows how to work with the Middle East. We need to deal with, we need to have individuals in positions of power and influence who can address a world in which we're not the only ones, or the good guys, the guys that are on our side, aren't the only ones that have nuclear powers.
Right.
Because it's inevitable. It's going to happen, and we need to address it. We need to address it now before it starts to happen
yeah.
so that we'll be prepared. And that's not what's going on right now. He's trying to scare people into voting for Republicans, but that's exactly. not going to stop Iran from getting nukes.
Right. And they've done this before. They during the British's presidency, they kept throwing all these terrorists. The terrorists are coming. Terrorists are coming. And then everybody's like, oh, my gosh, I'm scared. Out of my pants. I'm not going to go do anything, but go out and shop. Otherwise, the terrorists win. But the terrorists are going to come at us and get us, so we don't want to go shopping. So
now, there's a movie that came out several years ago. Well, when I was a kid, actually, it was called War Games. It's a
I remember
movie.
That game. Or movie, rather. I remember that movie.
I don't think anybody in the Middle East watches that movie. Or takes
I hope
very
not.
Seriously.
I hope not.
But that movie actually teaches a better lesson about the concept of nuclear war and what it would mean. What full, retaliation, what that would end up. There is no good scenario here. There's no 20% casualties. We can live with that. No, this it would decimate humanity.
Yes.
It's absurd for us to still have them, but we have to have them because they might have them, and they might have them, so we have to get more. And those people over there do have some more, so we have to get more. It's absurd. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of resources. If we do set them off, we're going to destroy humanity, and if we don't set them off, we're wasting money on stuff that we're never going to use.
Right.
So it is a no-win scenario from so many different angles.
Yeah.
And the only way to win is to not play.
Yeah.
Just a quick observation. What politician doesn't use some form of fear-mongering?
No, they all do.
Yeah, they all do to a point.
I'm not siding with Obama.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
Dave, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
All politicians are dirt. They're
Jerks.
They're all self-motivated and self-centered.
Yeah, but I mean, during the Republican,
they perpetuate their own existence, so they're going to try to get the job, and the way to do that is to scare you into voting for them.
Yeah, it was more prevalent in the era of in the Bush years.
Give me the news.
An 11-year-old turned his parents in for marijuana use. Now, apparently, over this 11-year-old boy was set up with his mom and his stepfather using marijuana in their home because he told his dad when he was out was visiting with him. And he said, "Well, here's a camera and or your cell phone with a camera. I'm not sure exactly. It doesn't say, but he says here, take pictures of them using this and then give it to me and I'll turn it in." And I was like, I'm very proud of this kid for taking a stand against something he knew was illegal, and it's inherently dangerous for him right there. But I mean, there's so many bad parents out there that I see stuff in the paper almost every day, or at least once a week, that someone has decided they can't get their kid to stop crying, so they throw him on the ground, or they shake them, or they're just bad parents out there, from all walks of life. And but there's a lot of good parents out there. But this boy, at least, he had the at least intelligence to say, "Hey, enough! I've had enough, and I I don't want this in my, I don't want to be around this, and I want it to stop, and I think he did a good thing. Zach, your thoughts?
I'm not really sure where to go with this. I don't imbibe, but I have no problem with it. I don't think the marijuana should be illegal, and I'm not sure if I understand why we should celebrate this kid for turning his parents in.
Well, he also
something that I don't think should be against the law.
Well, they also said that they found 8 pounds of marijuana in 2 Walmart shopping bags. So they said they were saying it was just for their own enjoyment, but 8 pounds, that was more for distribution, not for their own usage.
Again, so I don't understand. Alcohol is legal.
Yes.
Marijuana is not.
Yeah.
An awful lot more damage can be done by people who are intoxicated under alcohol. But have you ever seen somebody driving while under the influence of marijuana? They are scarily careful. They're weird careful.
I don't know. I can't.
Almost in the other direction of being like they're driving under the speed limit and they get in my way.
Usually people who drive under the speed limit are usually little old ladies who can't see over the steering wheel.
Then they're probably using medicinal marijuana.
I don't know.
I mean, okay. So it's okay that the kid turns in his own parents. Now what? He's going to be in Child Protective Services.
No, he's going to probably going to be staying with his dad because it was his mother. He was living with his mother and stepfather, and they were doing this. And his father is the one who encouraged him to turn him in.
If my own son, if I had a son, and he turned me in for any reason, even if he was right, I would disown him. I would no longer have a son.
Mm.
Family, blood, there comes this point when blood's supposed to be important.
Yeah. Well,
I guess it just doesn't matter anymore.
I think in my mind, I still think he did the right thing. Because even if this was for medical purposes, which this guy is claiming, it's still not legal in Minnesota. If they make it legal, I have no problem with it.
If he killed somebody in cold blood, okay, turn him in. But they were smoking marijuana. I don't see, that's a victimless crime. You're only hurting yourself if you're hurting anybody. And I don't buy into it. I don't partake because it's illegal, and it would be too much of a pain in the ass for me to go get. It would be too much of a pain in the butt for me to go get some. But I don't have the money to waste on that anyway.
Yeah,
and my brain is crazy enough as it is. I don't need help. But Zach, I'm not averse to other people doing that if they wish. I actually kind of like the smell. The hemp's got a nice smell. I wish it was around more often.
My brother used to do this,
Okay, can I have a turn?
Yeah. Bonnie, go ahead. Bonnie, yeah, your thoughts, Bonnie.
I got some thoughts on this.
All right.
I respect everything you said, though, Zach. But frankly, I think it's horrible that this kid was even put in this position.
Yeah.
Because frankly, it is against the law. And to put this child in this position, to have to even wonder if he should tell the police, was a disservice to him as a child and shame on the mother.
Yeah.
And you know how we stop that? Make marijuana legal.
No.
Then he doesn't have to worry about this problem.
No.
He doesn't have these scruples.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Then you wait till it's legal. But don't put your child in that situation.
Right.
That he should never have been in.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, if it was a legal situation, that's a whole other story. But I agree with Vani on this, that they put him in a position like, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I had an incident when I was a kid.
Unacceptable.
Yeah,
I would be ashamed if I was his mother. How dare her be so irresponsible to have to even put him in that kind of a situation, and him probably scared, thinking my mom is doing something wrong. And then on top of which, the father, what the hell is wrong with his head? Why wouldn't he just pick up the phone and call the police himself? He then goes and puts that child in yet another position.
Actually, he did contact the police. He had to have evidence. All he did is he asked the son to take pictures of the marijuana, and then
he should never have put that child in that situation.
Well, then they would have continued being in the situation.
Well, no, he should have called the police and said, here's my concern, and let the police take care of it. But what he did do was now cause animosity and contention and a wedge between him and his mother.
No, we don't know. That animosity may have, just because she was doing something illegal, she may have already put that animosity in his mind anyway.
Yeah, but why would you put that pressure on your child?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just call the police and say, here's my concern?
A lot of places, if they did a recall like this, they sometimes they notify the parents ahead of time, say, "Hey, we're going to come. We've had a report. Something we need to come and check you out." And then
so they would have just hidden the evidence.
Yeah, they would just hidden it, and then they wouldn't have been able to find anything. At least with
they needed instance, a whistleblower, and the kid was a whistleblower.
Yeah, in this instance, yeah.
They used the kid, and I just think that's wrong too.
Yeah, Eric, we have not heard from Eric yet. Eric, your thoughts?
I say this: I don't care what you do as long as it impacts yourself. And so I'm kind of in your camp with this, Zach. But here's the thing. They have a child who is reliant on them, and marijuana does impair to some degree. And in order to have a kid, you need to have all your senses at any given moment. You need to be aware of where he is, what he's doing, and how he's doing it. So I've always said if you're going to do drugs, do it before you get married, before you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
then
parents
once those
drink.
Things happen,
you shouldn't drink around your kids either.
They shouldn't drink.
You've never been to Texas.
Well, I know. Look, I live in Louisiana.
Oh, Wisconsin.
Comes first. Always.
Yeah, I live in South Louisiana. And I mean, you know, there's drinking responsibly. I mean, one beer isn't going to hurt you.
No.
But if you're drinking 40 beers and you impair yourself, now you have a problem.
Exactly. And,
you know, it's kind of like smoking. I don't think people should smoke inside if you have kids because you are not. It's no longer what you're doing to yourself, you're doing to the kid. And think about if this parent is smoking inside, because I'm pretty sure they're not going to smoke marijuana outside.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we don't know the causes of secondhand smoke to marijuana. And yes, marijuana will – they have studies showing that some car accidents, not as much as alcohol contributed, but there are some car accidents related to people who are impaired because of marijuana.
I'd like to see that evidence, Eric. I have yet to 16%. See any evidence.
All right. I will dig it up.
Send me the link. Yes, please.
You got it.
But I think you're right, Eric. Yeah, it doesn't matter what the substance is. Let it be your habit. That shouldn't have been his habit to have to even know about or deal with.
Yeah. And plus, you know, like – for example, kids that are born to mothers of crack, who do crack, the babies are also addicted to that crack.
Crack
as well.
Is a completely different. We're not.
Yes, that is a different drug altogether. But it's still an unregulated drug, and marijuana it falls into that category. So
marijuana does not do what crack does.
No.
You're starting to sound like a conservative.
No. Yeah. Zach, don't need to get me.
Marijuana leads to crack. Marijuana is the door. It's a
no, no. I didn't say that. I didn't say
Eric nailed it. It does impair you. Whether it impairs you to the
and
hilt,
so does
like
alcohol,
and so does alcohol. So I would say, don't get drunk when you're around your kid. Don't get stoned when you're around your kid. Don't do anything that's going to impair your senses and faculties when your kid's around.
And at the end of the day,
you should do nothing that impairs you whatsoever as long as you have a kid.
Not around them.
Of course. What if something happens to your child and you have to get into 911 mode right freaking now?
Okay, wrap the kid in bubble wrap. Tie him to a chair. Lock him in his door so that nothing can ever hurt him
my
again.
My kid's 17 and he's never seen me drunk. And I drink around him, but I've never had to get drunk.
Yeah. And I think this
if
is
I'm
the thing that
I'm
going to
get drunk. I go out and I get a babysitter and I do the responsible thing.
Right.
And I think this is the thing is that, you know, me being a teacher, I see parents who are bad role models for their children. And it's important because the number one role model of a child, regardless of anything else, are the parents.
Yeah.
Everything the child believes, thinks, and will say, for the most part, comes from the parents. I'm not saying that they can be different from their parents, but their parents are one of the strongest influences in their lives. And if a parent is getting high, drinking irresponsibly, or smoking, the chances of that kid following in his parents' footsteps is high. And like I said, Zach, it's not that I'm opposed to legalized drugs. That's not it. I just think there are times and places. And whenever you have children, a lot of the immaturity that you have needs to be addressed and either go away or be put away for a little while until that child is out of your care, kind of like what Vonnie says.
Yeah.
So that's just my stance on it.
Yeah. No, that's a great discussion on that. I mean, we had all viewpoints out there. The thing was, I was going to say though, is that I knew a guy I met at the tech school out here, and I didn't know he was doing marijuana. And he told me I was over at his place, and we were talking. He pulled one out and was like, and I still, like I said, I have a CDL, so I have to watch this kind of stuff. He pulled this out, and he's like, I started smoking this. And he goes, when I smoke this though, I have a tendency to forget. Affects my memory and everything like that. So, well, if you're going to do that, I have to leave. Because if, say, I don't know, let's just say, for example, that the cops decide to break down the door at that moment, I'm in trouble just for being there. I may not have done anything, but I'm in trouble just for being there. And it just when I was growing up as a kid, people would come up, bump, try to ask me for cigarettes all the time. And it's like, I don't smoke. And it's like, well, you smell like cigarettes. Yeah, because my parents smoke and they smoke in the house. So it gets in my clothing and it stinks to all get out. I mean, imagine what people, if they're doing this stuff in their home and it's getting this kid's clothes, imagine what if all his friends are thinking, oh, there goes Mr. Pothead there, and they're trying to probably bum off drugs off of him. So, but that's a whole other story, of course, but that's just one of my little observation. Speaking of teachers and schools, a teacher was accused of making her first graders rub her feet as punishment. I've had a lot of teachers over the years, and I've been in trouble a few times. And I kind of teased Eric on this. I said, Eric, what are you over Twitter? I said, Eric, don't have the students rub your feet. That's just not right. he goes, I thought that guy with the camera was doing something funny. But it's so strange that this woman decided to use this as a punishment. So, yeah, instead of making a stand in the corner, you got to come over and rub my feet because I've been standing all day or whatever. And this kid is 6 years old. I mean, since when did we employ 6 year olds to be, you know, foot massagists? We're going to have to go to you on this one first, Eric.
Well, you made a comment before, and I was trying to think. First of all, I don't know how long it's been since you've been at school, but we don't put children in the corner anymore.
Oh.
that kind of went away.
Is that what that – yeah, it's been a long time for me.
I'm going to make
a – You still use a dunce cap.
Yeah. No, actually, that went away back in the 40s, I think.
Man, those are so stylish.
I'm sure if we had dunce caps, the kids would be like, oh, what a weird – oh, you know, they think it would be the coolest thing ever. I mean,
that's what I would have done, yeah.
If anything, I think this is showing how much we have hand-tied teachers' hands. Mm-hmm. If the only form of punishment this teacher can think of is to get kids to rub her feet. Anyway, no, because here's the thing. There have been times, and I don't like when kids kind of touch me. It sounds horrible, but there's a reason behind it.
Germs.
Because a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That's really the reason. It's not that I don't, you know, and I do interact them, and you know, I'm gonna say hit, but it's not like hit. It's like, you know, just tap them or something like that, you know, kind of joking around and stuff like that. But it's like I don't like to hug kids. I think that's about it. I don't like to hug kids, and like I said, it's not that I don't want to as much as I'm worried about the repercussions of it. And
Eric hugged me.
That's right. And if this story is accurate, where, you know, she was punishing the kids to rub her feet, then there's a problem here. Now, it could be something where she said, oh, you know, I'm gonna make you rub my feet, you know, kind of like a veiled threat, which you shouldn't do, period. And it's a very bad thing to do. But, you know, did she actually make them rub her feet?
Yeah, because
you know, is there more to this? I guess that's the thing. It's like I've seen it happen so many times in education where the media gets a hold of a story that might be small and blows it way out of proportion.
Yeah, it says here that the mother or the grandmother said, asked her, does she take off her shoes and socks? Norris recounted asking grandma, she wears flip flops. And says her granddaughter has nightmares. She cries. Norris said, I have three wishes, grandma. One of them is not to go to school today. So
yeah, it's horrible. If what is being told is accurate, it's horrible. Now, I don't know what school she goes to that allows flip flops because, you know,
yeah,
really and truly can't have flip flops. But
that's in South Carolina.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's one of those things where it's not that I'm against it or anything. I'm just saying that if it's accurate, it's horrible. And yes, she should be reprimanded, and you know, she more than likely she should lose her job. But I have learned, and fortunately, it's never happened to me. But I have learned that things do get blown out of proportion, and sometimes it's something small that, you know, Like I've had kids come in and rub my back. I've never asked for it. I don't like it. Like I said, I don't like it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do it, I tell them, you know, please don't do that. That's not appropriate. But what happens if a kid goes home and says, "Oh, I rubbed Mr. Luca's back," and then all of a sudden the parents are like, "Oh my God, Mr. Luca's making him rub."
Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. Bleep
my name, by the way.
Yeah. FYI. You kind of slurred it anyway, so you didn't. Don't worry about it anyway. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Which your name's available on all the previous podcasts anyway. So
yeah, no, I heard it perfectly clear, actually.
Dang, there it goes.
Don't worry about it, Eric. No one listens to the show anyway. So
there we go.
You still beep it, make it sound like you used a bad word.
That should be yes.
Eric, beep.
Yeah. So I mean, you know. It just depends. It just depends on the situation. And like I said, you know, it's one of those things where could it be? I don't know. You know, if it is true, then there you go.
Yeah. Random Access in the chat room said that sometimes people call sandals flip flops because you know the clopping sound. Because I actually have seen teachers wear these shoes or open toed shoes like that. So they very well could be referred to as a flip flop. But, Vonnie, your thoughts?
I think that's disgusting, what she's doing. Disgusting in the fact that, first of all, who wants to touch anybody's feet? Gross me out.
Yeah.
That would, like, if you wanted to torture me, that would be it. Get me to rub your feet. Like, I can't even stand the idea of touching somebody's feet. So, that aside.
Well, she was the one she was asking for. She said, "Here, rub my feet there, little girl." You know.
Yeah, and here's this kid who's going to, like all the time, kids get put into these situations where they feel they can't say no, and so especially to a person of authority. So, you know, these kids are doing this disgusting deed that they probably don't want to do, feel very uncomfortable about it, and who do they tell? And it was very inappropriate.
Yeah,
it's abuse. It was
her abusing her position of authority, and if that had been my kid, hola, would she be having a bad day the next day, because that was incredibly inappropriate. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thoughts.
Okay. Zach, your thoughts?
I am completely for this, 100%. This is a great idea. When I was a kid, spanking was the big thing, and spanking didn't work on me. If anything, it just ticked me off and made me want to rebel even more. But my mom learned that if she pinches me and made a face, she looked at me in a way that made me look really small or made me feel really small. That worked. That I didn't want her to do that. I didn't want her pinching me. I didn't want her looking disdainfully at me like that. So I tried to behave when she started doing that.
Hmm.
Different kids, different people respond in different ways to punishment. Now, some kids, if you told them, "I'm going to make you rub my feet if you do that," they wouldn't do that. They would stop doing that behavior to avoid rubbing your feet. And other kids would be like, "I don't care. Okay, I'll rub her feet. Whatever. Doesn't make a big deal of me."
Some people get off on that, too.
Well, some people would get off on it. Whatever. But my point is, if it works, if it is a punishment that keeps the kid from behaving badly, then that's a good punishment. Today, and Eric should know this better than I do, we have essentially tied the hands of teachers in many ways. It's exceedingly difficult to have an authority, to be an authority figure for children, when you really just don't have anything that you can use as a punishment, because everything is seen as abuse. If you tell the kid that he's wrong, that he's bad for doing that, that's verbal abuse. You're adversely affecting his development because you're insulting his existence. You're saying that he's bad, that he's no good, because he behaves in that way. There's really nothing you can do nowadays that's a punishment. And you can reward them for doing good behavior, but if rubbing her feet keeps a kid from doing bad, that's a good thing. I'm all for that. If it doesn't work, then fine. But if it does work, if it makes the kids behave better, then it's better than spanking them.
Yeah. Well, I understand what you're saying with that, and I think if anything, if this is what she has to do to make them behave, then I think they need to look at their behavior rules for school and create some consequences that really affect the kids. And
legalize marijuana, they'll behave a lot better.
No, they just call the police on you.
No, not if we legalize it, then they'd be safe.
Oh, okay.
They'd be mellow. They wouldn't do anything wrong because they'd be all high.
I, Well, then you have an issue, because then whenever the kids do something wrong, the parents will be like, ah, it's all good, just get high.
Yeah, just get high. But you know, our society would be much better if we stopped this insanity about marijuana being evil. For madness.
That, you know,
we'd have a much more laid-back society.
You know, and that reminds me, there's an old TV show. It's called Sliders. They actually slid into they would go from world to world, various worlds, and parallel universes. One of them was everybody was on drugs. Everyone was like, yeah, I'll get around to that in just a little bit. I've got to get my medication. Yeah, it's like everybody's like, no one. You wonder how anything got done until, you know.
back in the 30s, there were people who it was like, oh, the world would be terrible if we give up prohibition. We got to have that prohibition. Or in the 20s.
Yeah.
It's like we can't let people just go around just drinking like crazy. That's just nuts. And then eventually we realized that the financial it was too much effort to keep people from drinking, and they were drinking anyway.
Yeah. Oh, and then
we got rid of prohibition, and the world hasn't ended.
Yeah.
It's been a while. No one's the world hasn't destroyed itself from all this horrible, evil, satanic alcohol drinking.
Right, we just have fatal accidents due to drinking, but that's okay.
I think we'd survive. I think we would survive.
We got 7 billion people on the planet. We're surviving. We're surviving.
I mean, yes, there are some idiots and, you know, Darwin Awards and all that,
yeah.
But I think we're doing okay comparatively.
Yeah. Yeah! In Schaumburg, a Christian school teacher was arrested for... I hate to say this, but he was masturbating in class in front of the students. The guy is 75 years old, math teacher. He was charged with sexual exploitation of a child after allegedly masturbating in his classroom Friday while students were present. A student reported the incident to the school authorities, who fired him that day. Apparently, from what I read in the article, they didn't comment on how they knew this, but apparently he had been doing this for over a decade. This wasn't the first time he did this. Over a decade? How would he get away with this for so long? It just blows my mind. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I need to go throw up. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't even know a 75-year-old man could still do that. But good to know. And that's just so utterly disgusting. And did they know about it? How do they know he did it for a decade? And if they knew, yeah, is he only being fired now?
Yeah, they it doesn't say, but they can't, it says here that he would commit similar acts at the school several times a year for a decade or longer, though they would not detail how investigators came to that conclusion. So I'm not really sure. I couldn't give you that information at this time.
And Joe Unseen asks, teachers can be 75 years old. That's another thing. I thought teachers had to retire at 60.
Well, this is a Christian school too. They may have a different age limit where how old you can teach at. I don't know. I don't know if there is a limit on what you can. I mean, I guess until you can, you don't recognize the students as people anymore. They're just like little dots or something, I suppose. Zach, your thoughts?
I am completely and totally 100% in favor of public masturbation. I'm kidding. I'm not in favor of public masturbation.
Well, nothing wrong with masturbation, just public doing it in front of kids, you know.
Yeah. I have trouble though with believing that this guy's been doing this for 10 years and nobody's caught him before now. Does he have really baggy pants and he does it under the desk?
I don't know.
You mentioned that this is a religious institution.
Yes.
Given all the stories that we've heard in recent years about how child molestation has been going on for quite some time and has been swept under the rug by the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps people knew he was doing this for a while and nobody wanted to come forward because he was just, maybe he has tenure. I don't think we know enough about the story here. And I would like to challenge the authenticity of this story.
It says here that Paul LeDuc, 75 of Hanover Park, was seated behind the classroom, his podium, and when he lowered his pants, and then he began to masturbate, and that's when the students saw him. So, But so, they did.
So,
but the,
so he's been doing this before now. And yeah. Nobody was looking behind the podium. Somebody happened to notice behind the podium.
Yes. Who could? It's possible he could have been doing this in front of this podium and doing this, and then someone could have walked in the door. I mean. In most classrooms, the door, as soon as you walk in the door, you can see the teacher, and then the classroom is buried inside there. So right. Someone could have walked in at the last minute and was late for class and saw him doing that and saw his pants on the ground going, why is the teacher's pants on the ground? And then saw his hand on his...
Well, this could be a skill that he's been perfecting, and now that he's gotten older, he's not as good at it, but maybe he's just been very good at masturbating in public without people noticing. Maybe that's it. Some people have strange skills.
That's I've heard of a lot of strange skills before, but
that one takes the cake. That one's never going to find itself on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not one you're going to see there. Eric, your thoughts?
Man, that dude has some serious cojones to do something like that. Amazed that this had happened for that long, and it makes me wonder because it. For this to go on that long and for no one to say anything, there's something wrong with that. I think I'm going to be in Zach's camp on this one where I think that it's most probably been going on for a while.
Yeah, it says here 10 years or more. They said
it just sounds like something that students would make up about the teacher they hate the most.
For something to go on for 10 years, I mean, that something had to have been reported at some point. You just don't let that go on for 10 years. I mean, was it like a once a year occurrence? Was it like every other month? Was it every week? Was it every day? I'm just amazed that this guy would do something like this.
It was on his anniversary and his wife was no longer stopping him. So it was his anniversary, and he just felt like he had to do it some eventually.
Yeah, but see the funniest part of the line, the funniest line in this, I think. I mean, well, not it's the most disturbing, kind of disturbing line anyway. He said that his cousin Larry LaDuke, who also lives in Colorado, where this he said the allegations were shocking, and he goes, he's always been a strict Christian, he's always followed his faith. I can't believe this is happening. As far as I know, he's never shown any inclination like this. So I'm like...
Well, there is an inclination now.
Obviously. So it's just...
Well, this is Colorado?
Yeah, this is out in Colorado.
Yeah, there's a lot of inclines there.
I've been out to Colorado. It's all inclines. Yes. It's a very pretty state, actually, especially see the mountain range. But that's not here. They're there. This is really a sickening thing with this guy. What bothers me the most is what he actually thought. The first thing is like, hey, you know, while these kids are here, I wonder if I could get away with doing this. And it's like,
you don't masturbate to your students. You masturbate to 4chan. I mean, everybody knows this. Everybody knows this.
Maybe that math book he was reading from wasn't really a math book. Maybe he had a Playboy in there. Who knows? You know, he did say that he's standing behind a podium. I'm going to speculate a little bit. He's standing behind a podium. Maybe they found semen stains on there, and then maybe they found them and they dated them or something. I don't know. Maybe they could figure out how old they are.
10-year-old DNA. 10-year-old sperm. They're just like spooge all over the place in the podium, and they're like CSI podium. Yeah. They're bringing crime scene investigations for podiums.
He's very lucky that podium didn't get pregnant and have little podiums walking around.
Maybe that's how they figured it out. 10-year-old podiums. Where did that come from?
Half man, half podium.
See, now we're going into the world of the absurd. I love it.
A trial for a former TV bachelor is suspected of killing his adult actress. Girlfriend begins this week. Apparently, this person here, he was on the TV show Sexiest Bachelor in America, but he was also a Christian education and TV network executive. There's something else on here I remember reading. I just don't remember where it was here. Oh, here it is. He's 45-year-old Nebraska native. He holds a bachelor's degree from the Moody Bible Institute and the Master's of Divinity degree from the Southwestern Seminary. So, and he, as a minister and missionary, he used miming to spread God's word. I guess, you know, there's murder in the Bible. He's just spreading the word. He's just practicing what he's preaching, I guess. And at churches throughout Texas and the Caribbean. And in 2000, Fox dubbed him Fox, you know, that no surprise there, dubbed him the Mr. Nebraska for a reality TV show. So the guy, I'm gonna steal a line from Eric. I have no more thoughts on this.
See, isn't it infectious?
It is infectious. So, but Eric, your thoughts?
Oh, why you got to come to me now?
Yeah.
You done took my line. No, when don't we hear about one of these Bible thumpers having some type of weird affair? I mean, oh God, who was the big guy back in the? He's from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he still has a college in Baton Rouge. Oh my God! Now that I need to know his name, I can't think of it. Anyhow, you know this happens often, and it just goes to show you always be careful what you preach, and be sure that whatever you are preaching, you practice.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm done.
Okay, Vonnie, your thoughts.
Move on.
All right, Vonnie, your thoughts.
I'm not sure what the offense was.
He suspected of killing his adult actress girlfriend.
Murder. He's
oh, you
suspected.
Buried the lead.
Suspected of murder or charged?
He's suspected of killing his adult actress girlfriend. I'm sorry, I may have buried the lead on that, but
he's suspected of murder,
because
not charged.
Yeah,
murder.
Not charged, but he is in custody. Said that Davis said that she dated and worked with Randone for 6 years. During that time, the wealth transformed the one-time pastor into a drinker, gambler, and a violently jealous boyfriend. So apparently
so it's her fault.
Yeah.
So. Who wrote that article? Fox News?
Yeah, so.
Yeah. How old was he? What, 5? He must have been very impressionable.
Yeah, no,
pastor
he's.
Pastor.
Yeah,
to
he's,
be
40,
transformed
he's 45.
In such a way from such a horrible person that
yeah.
would drink and such.
Yeah, no. It's just. He was apparently dating this woman, and I don't know if she's missing or presumed dead, I guess, but.
Right, but they're blaming her
yeah.
for his actions, basically.
Well, it says right. that. It just said when she dated and worked with him, I guess his name is Randome. Brian Randome. It said that they're not blaming her, blaming him. So during the time of the wealth transformed him into the from the one-time pastor into the drinker and the gambler and the jealous boyfriend.
Let me just get that straight again. So they are saying even though
mm-hmm.
they're painting her to be the influence that changed him,
possibly,
and transformed
yeah.
him. Into a murderer.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
That's kind of like saying the guy who raped the 11-year-old, well, the 11-year-old was really wearing a very tight skirt.
Yeah.
Hey, behind every good man.
It's that, yeah, but you're pretty much,
I'm
you're
really all, joking.
Yeah, you're
That's bad. That's bad. Bad Eric. Bad,
bad
Eric.
Bad Eric. It says here, after 6 years of romantic relationship between Davis and Ramon spoiled because of what she describes as his addictive and possessive deviant personality. So,
this article is kind of vague to me. Are they saying that he had that devious personality all along?
Possibly.
Or is that he transformed in his 6 years with her?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, I think that's what they're saying, that he transformed into this. So.
Well, that right. might also be what they determine in the trial. That it might it depends on what the defense attorney and the prosecutor wants the jury to suspect.
Right, right. I just find it interesting that they threw that into the story. I find it interesting that they painted that little bit of
yeah. So it's all the woman. You know,
they came out to be the victim.
You're right. It's like they always blame the victim, or in this case, if it's the woman, it's always the woman's fault that the guy lost control or whatever.
Right, right.
So, yeah. Zach, your thoughts?
It says TV Bachelor. Is he some sort of, was this a reality TV show?
Yeah, he was on it. He was on a reality. They picked him out.
Which one?
Sexiest Bachelor in America.
Oh, I never saw it.
I never even heard of it myself.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah. But, so, yeah.
It sounds like, it just sounds like really bad marketing.
Yeah, it's. Apparently, they said that when they.
I mean, this guy, you know, really, really wants people to pay attention to him so bad that.
Yeah, it says.
And this is just really bad marketing ploy to get people to watch that show.
Yeah, apparently the woman was an adult actress. She grew up. She was 31 years old. And
was she on that show?
I don't know. It doesn't.
Did they meet on that show?
It doesn't say that. I'm just saying
it's
that she
vague.
Was. I'm saying that it says here that during her 20s, she was 31 years old when she died, but in her early 20s, she started nude roles for a number of films, including Hotel Decadence and Asian Fever. So, right. I've never seen those movies, so I would know.
Lie, Packard.
There's not enough meat on this bone for me to... I have no further thoughts.
All right.
Moving right along.
Steal my tagline. Go ahead.
That's right. We're all stealing.
There's just not enough meat on the bone.
That could be the name of our show tonight. We have no thoughts.
We have no thoughts.
it's just an hour podcast of no thoughts.
Our funny tweet tonight comes from Ungodly Fossil. I've been looking all week for a funny tweet, and finally one came out. And you can find Ungodly Fossil at UngodlyFossil. He says, was banned from the paintball range today. Turns out you're not allowed to kill enemies with a knife to conserve ammo. Hashtag spoil sports. So I think that's taking it a little bit extreme. I mean, I know those balls are expensive, but... a knife is a little bit more on the lethal side. I mean, you know, maybe you just nick them and leave. It's red, you know. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to that.
Okay. Zach, your thoughts?
I'm with Vonnie. I'll have what she's having.
Eric, your thoughts?
I have no thoughts. Ha! Taking it back.
Eric is owning it.
Way to own it, Eric.
Well, I thought it was the funniest one I could find. I mean, next week somebody else can find one, I suppose. But
I'm good. I have a hard enough time finding the whatever it is that we do
the
next.
The shout outs, yeah,
there,
please.
Go that
no, I mean, it was funny. I just I don't have. I mean, I could go on a dissertation of Seinfeld comedy and dissect it for you, but I don't. It was a funny tweet.
Commenting on those,
I just don't have
an opinion. Yeah, it's just I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no worries. No worries.
Moving right on.
Our shout out tonight comes from Vonnie. Vonnie is giving the shout out to Dawkins Dog. That's DawkinsDog. And Vonnie, could you tell us a little bit about Dawkins Dog?
He's sassy. He's an atheist. He obviously is a fan of Dawkins.
Yeah.
He's just funny and sassy and cheeky. I like him.
Really? What kind of tweets does he give out?
Pretty much atheist tweets.
No, that's cool.
Not always centered around Dawkins, but.
Oh, that's good. It sounds like if he's doing a Dawkins Dog, maybe he's seeing Dawkins from the dog's point of view.
No.
No.
He's just really is just a tagline.
Oh.
That represents.
You mean that's not really Dawkins Dog? I thought that was really Richard Dawkins Dog tweeting that. Is that?
No, but he's great. He's very cheeky, very sassy, very bright young lad, young dog.
You know what dogs
young dog, actually, for all I know.
You know why dogs can't tweet? No thumbs.
I was gonna say opposable thumbs.
You guys are just ruining.
Great.
My beliefs are shattered. I thought that was Richard Dawkins. Now what am I gonna do with my life?
Yeah, it's not gotten past that point.
I would also like to make a shout out to the people in the chat room who show up every single week.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Like, these guys are.
Yes, you guys are excellent for showing up, and we thank them every week for showing up too. So
yes, thank you for listening to us because we sure have a hard time doing that.
And I have to listen to it several times in one day afterwards.
Oh, goodness.
You saw what I have to do for editing, you'd pull your hair out. Seriously. Oh, dear. All right. Well, that's it for... Oh, wait. We got the question of the... Oh, I almost forgot. We have the question of the week. I'm running out of things there. Our last question of the week for last week was, what would you do in space? The replies we had were from Evil Eye Monster, and he said, I would complain that in spite of my momentum gravity is creating a circular argument. And Non-Divide said, first thing I would do is stick my face in a window so I could look at the planet, but have the chance to bring a woman with me, so I tried anti-gravity sex. Hi-ya! So
that's microgravity sex, technically. But
yeah. But he said anti-gravity. But you're correct on that. It's microgravity.
I'm just being a word nerd.
Wow. Really? Sorry. We're gonna have a debate about sex on here.
No, microgravity sex. You can't have anti-gravity sex. It would have to be microgravity.
Right.
Sex.
Because it's always you're not even floating. You're falling, is what it is.
Right.
So.
Yes.
So, but that's beside the point. Anyway, our next.
Why do I do this show again?
What's that?
Why do I do this show again?
Big shout out to Eric too. Coming back for
weeks. Eric keeps coming back. I don't know why, but no.
But we're very thankful.
Yes, we are.
And Thanksgiving is coming up. It's very thankful.
Yes,
we're very
yes.
thankful.
Yes. Our question for this next week, for this week, is: if you were a superhero or villain, who would you be and why? Eric, if you were a superhero or supervillain or villain. Who would you be and why?
Darth Vader, because no one screws with the Vader.
He does have all those lightning powers, doesn't he?
Nope. No, that's the Emperor, dude.
Oh, that's the Emperor. That's right. That's
man,
right.
Someone needs to go back and watch Star Wars.
I need to rewatch my Star Wars.
Yeah, but all things given off, Packard, that's your homework now. I have assigned it. It must be done.
I just replayed the whole movie in my head. I just remember. You're right. He does.
Nope. Too late. It's been assigned. I expect full report by Friday.
Vani, if you were a superhero or a supervillain or a villain, who would you be and why?
I would be Wonder Woman, and I think it's pretty obvious why. She's Wonder Woman. And I really like the boots.
It's the boots you like?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know who actually created Wonder Woman?
No.
The man who created the lie detector.
Yeah.
Really? Yep.
I used to know his name. I forgot his name.
Yeah, I can't remember his name either. But yeah.
Really? Yeah. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Zach, if you were a superhero or villain, who would you be and why?
Well, funny you should ask that, Packard. I've been playing this game called DC Universe Online.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was playing Champions Online. And in both of them, I have my namesake, Zach's Mind, mm-hmm. as a superhero. And I've maxed out my character in both of them. So I would be me.
You'd be you.
I would be myself as a superhero.
Cool. That's kind of cool.
But I have like hand blaster powers. And I can do things with my mind. I can throw cars at people with my mind.
You mean you would actually have a mind?
Well, yeah, of course. Zach's Mind, of course.
Of course. Myself, I'd actually take the opposite. I'd take the Lex Luthor approach, because he's got all that money and he's a pretty smart guy. I mean, you know, he always gets foiled at the end, but I mean, he thinks everything through to the last part and then he just kind of flops it. But see, and that's how my life is. I think things through, but it's like the last second everything flops to hell. So.
And the best part, Packard?
What's no hair?
No. The best part?
What's that?
You could afford a Mac Mini.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I could afford a new computer at that point then. But anyway, yeah, that's what I'd be. I'd be Lex Luthor. But or at least, you know, maybe a good Lex Luthor if there was possible.
Well, it is possible. There are some in the multiverse of DC.
Yeah.
There are some good Lex Luthors and there's bad Lex Luthors.
Oh, well, then I'd be the good.
Infinite number of possible Lex Luthors, and you could be a good.
Oh, then I'd be a good Lex Luthor. So.
Yeah. Wow, really getting deep here in the nerd. Just saying.
Oh, I haven't even started.
I'm
pulling on the reins, believe me.
Wait a minute, I got to push up my glasses.
Well, the irony is, every villain thinks they're doing what they're doing for the good.
That's very true. Yeah, that's right? Very true. Yeah.
And actually, if you play on the villain side of DC Universe Online, you can have Lex Luthor as your mentor. And when you hear him telling it, he is the good guy and Superman's
right.
the problem. It's really
all the bad guys think they're the good guys.
It's really interesting hearing things from his point of view, because after a while you're like, you know, maybe he's right. It's kind of scary.
Scary, yeah.
Everybody still there?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I'm not here.
So, me neither.
Everybody went real quiet suddenly. I thought maybe the computer froze up again.
Maybe if we're quiet, you go away.
And does anyone have a background sound of crickets?
I'm working on that. I'm working on that. All right. You can find, if you want to get back to us with your answer, if you were a superhero or villain, who would you be and why? Post it on Twitter or at the website at packerpokes@wordpress.com, or to everybody that's on Twitter. That would be Eric, Zach, Dan, or Vani, or myself.
Packard_SonicSucks@yahoo.com.
You can also choose me as your superhero if you want.
Sure, if you want to. If you want to choose
that. It'd be great if a whole bunch of people wanted to be me. I'm fully in support of that. But I am not fully in support of public masturbation. I want to make that clear.
Okay.
I'm only partially in support of
Wow.
Wow. All right. You can find...
Why do I do this show again?
I asked myself that throughout the whole entire process.
Okay, you can find Eric on Twitter as
Packard_SonicSucks@yahoo.com.
No,
will
really...
someone please just send him an email so he'll shut up. Someone please send him an email.
I'll send you some spam, Eric. How does that sound?
I have no thoughts. IHAVENOTHOUGHTS.
Yes, and you can find Vani on Twitter as
Evolution Child, EVOLUTION_CHILD.
Right. You can find Zach on Twitter as
Zach's Mind, ZACHSMIND.
And you can find him all over the place.
Google me. I get off on it when you Google
me. He's a superhero. He gets around.
I could make more comments on that, but I'm not going to. You can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's PACK_SONIC. You can find the show on Twitter as PackardPokesAt, all one word. And you can find the show notes at packardpokesat.wordpress.com on pretty much most everything we've talked about tonight, as far as the news stuff goes. And if you want to hit the donation button, because the show needs a new computer, so if you go to packardpokesat.wordpress.com, please hit that donation button. We desperately need one so we don't have these freeze-ups and have issues. I still blame Eric for that, but... Just kidding, Eric. Just kidding. We love you.
Why do I do this show again? That's going to be my new catchphrase. In fact, I'm starting a Twitter handle. Why do I do this show again?
Yeah. Anyway, this has been Packer Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.
This has been Packer Pokes At, and we just poked at your... I'll do it again.
Wow.
I'm really tired. This has been... Okay, here we go. Let me get this out. This has been Packer Pokes
At. Well, but the bloopers are so much fun.
I know they are.